All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dearly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and your compassion. Thank you for the blood of Yeshua that was shed for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you, Lord God, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken of our lives today. And Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, we shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God. And Lord, I give you praise, glory, and honor. And I thank you, and I praise you, and I magnify your name. I thank you that you loved us enough to send your son to die for us on the cross. I thank you that our sins are forgiven. I thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you that the blood cleanses us and is our covering and is our protection. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit resting on your people, O God. In the name of Yeshua, thank you, Lord God. Lord, release your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area and over this region. In the name of Yeshua, bind the strong man, topple the thrones of perversion, unbelief, witchcraft, idolatry. In the name of Yeshua, lawlessness, let it be bound as well in Yeshua's name. And let the glory of the Lord, let the word of God triumph over the spirit of darkness. I ask, Lord God, that you would send revival to the Pacific Northwest, send revival to every person in the body of Christ. Lord, release the anointing for prayer, supplication, intercession in Yeshua's mighty name. And, O Lord God of Israel, arise from your resting place and scatter the camp of the enemy. Arise, O Lord, and scatter the camp of the enemy in Yeshua's mighty name. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the healing anointing flowing to drive out every spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity, every form of cancer, every form of leukemia. Be gone in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, I ask that you restore hearing in the left ear in the name of Yeshua. Lord, I ask that you would heal color blindness. May they begin to see all colors right now, blinking, 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 blinking. May they begin to see all colors right now in the name of Yeshua. Lord God of Israel, I thank you for those that need jobs and promotions. Lord, I thank you for granting them in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you for breaking the yoke of oppression. Break it. And I break it. I cancel your assignment in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord God of Israel, thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for financial provision. I bind the spirit of poverty and lack and insufficiency, and I release abundance. I lose abundance and wealth in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord God. I pray for this person that's been experiencing shoulder pain, tendonitis, arthritis in the shoulder. I command that to come out and to leave and go in Yeshua's mighty name. I command the sciatic nerve pain to be healed in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you for your healing power. Lord, let your blessing be upon this teaching today. And I give you praise and glory and honor and precious in the mighty name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. Truly we serve a mighty God. God is good and his mercy endureth forever. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical preacher, radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. We're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. The return of Yeshua is imminent. We're praying, getting ourselves in the position and place that first and foremost, cultivating the relationship and our walk with the Lord so that we become strong believers, that we become vessels, that the Spirit of the Lord can use us in this hour and that we're living in. God is looking for some people that are surrendered, sold out, that have a heart to serve him. Let's get in that place. It's a time to be cultivated and to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Saints, we were in Acts chapter 8 last week talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit, a follow-up from previous broadcasts on how the scripture says when the Holy Spirit of truth has come, he will speak to you and he will show you things to come. And just realizing the fact that, you know, the power of the Godhead resides in you. And if you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit and received the gift with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, you're in a greater position. You're even more stronger spiritually. You are more spiritual. You've heard me say that because denominations have taught and even preached against the baptism of the Holy Spirit because there's been so much erroneous teaching about it. And the fact that in the Pentecostal side of the denominations, that people have gone off and went off the deep end. You had people who were tongue talkers, but they was evil as hell, malicious, backbiters, gossip, but they was tongue talkers. Then you have those that have never spoken in tongues, never received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and they were just as bad, or they were hard, and didn't have the power and authority. But I want to give this to you because it's a gift that comes from your Heavenly Father. And it's important for you to have this. Somebody needs to get this because God wants you to have it. You've been lied to and deceived. You thought, oh, I can't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's speaking in tongues. That's not for me. They've gone, people say, oh, that's of the devil. Well, who do you think is saying that? Yeah, people that are involved with Satan and witchcraft, they have their demonic tongues. But it's a counterfeit to our spiritual tongue that God gave to us. He said, I'm going to speak to him with stammers. I'm going to speak to him with other tongues. This was the manifestation of when the Holy Spirit of God had come. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 14. Then we're going to jump back into Acts. And we're going to walk through this. And then you get before God and you pray. And you ask God to show you. And I believe he will. Okay? In Acts chapter 14, verse 1, it says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he... Listen to me now. Y'all heard me say this before. Highlight this in your Bible. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God or to God the Father. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. The Bible says we have those where he's going to give utterance. You are praying when you've been baptized with a heavenly prayer language. You're speaking directly to God. And the enemy cannot interpret it. You see, Satan and his minions are not all-knowing. They only act upon what they hear out of your mouth. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. They hear you make your petitions before God. And then as you are making your... Now, don't tell me... Don't get me wrong, saints. We're supposed to pray in the understanding. But there is a place and time when you are praying and making your petitions to God that the enemy has no idea what you're saying to God and what you're petitioning God for. So he can't interpret it. So he fights believers in this area because he can't attack them there. He can't go and delay what you're asking Father God for. You hear me, saints? I hope somebody out there heard this. I'm not saying that you ain't saved. I'm just saying he is taking away your most powerful weapon outside of the blood and the name of Yeshua. He has robbed people of this because they've been taught and deceived. Oh, no, you don't want to do that. Oh, no, you don't want to do that. Because it says, you're praying unto God, for no man understand him, howbeit in the spirit speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. So in other words, the more that you speak in your prayer language, you are building up your spiritual man, and you become stronger spiritually because you have this communication with God. You see, when you're praying in the spirit, it bypasses the carnal, the intellect, and you go right straight to the throne room of God when you're in need of prayer. Because a lot of times in the natural, if you don't have this gift, you say, okay, God, help me. And he will heal you. But when you have the gift of the Holy Spirit and you have your heavenly prayer language, then you can go right to the throne of God and intercede by the Holy Spirit. And in that prayer, it will be the perfect will of God. But the enemy doesn't want us to be equipped this way. So I encourage you that struggle with this. Get on your knees. Open up the scripture. Pray and seek this result. Because it was so important in the book of Acts that those that didn't have the Holy Spirit, they will always dispatch the apostles to pray for them so they could get the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he's going to lead you and says he's going to speak to you. And you can even get to the place because there's a gift of interpretation of tongues. Literally, that you can interpret what you're praying in the spirit, but when a word of prophecy come forth with other people, you're able to interpret what they're speaking and saying in your language. There are so many different layers of this. We've gotten away from this sound teaching and equipping the saints how to be victorious in Christ Jesus. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Oh, gosh. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calling Yeshua a curse, and that no man can say that Yeshua is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but it's the same Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit is the author. He is the one that gives us these gifts. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, which is what Peter was operating in. And I'm going to give you some more examples you can see in that. The word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing. These are in the church by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, and to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretations of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing every man. In other words, that these gifts are given to the body of Christ for us to function. Everyone has a unique place in the body of Christ. So you have to ask yourself, you mean there are people, and some of you listening, have these gifts and they're dormant. They haven't been activated and they need to be. We got the gifts of healing assigned to people in the body of Christ. The working of miracles. Oh, gosh. If we learn to yield to the Holy Spirit of God and walk with him. Now go back with me to Acts chapter 8, because we see that the Holy Spirit will speak to you. You know, we've read the scriptures. If you've been tracking with us the last couple of weeks, it said when the Holy Spirit of truth is come,
He will speak to us and he will guide us. Well, let's see what happens here in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 9, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him to Damascus, to the synagogue, that he found any of the way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round him a light from heaven. Paul was probably the greatest persecutor of the church. He was causing Christians to be tortured, put in prison, and murdered. And God had another plan for him. See, and what, just let me say this, saints. No matter what sin you've committed and how far you've missed the mark, you can be forgiven. And God can take and use you. You see, understand, when you're looking at all of these preachers and teachers and stuff, we're not sinners. We rank sinners, saved by grace, who repented and confessed and had the desire to serve God and to be obedient to him. Now, there are a lot of hirelings, but realizing the fact, they're just human beings. They're just people. They're not superior to you. They're sinners saved by grace, just like you are. That's why you put no minister, no person on a pedestal, because they're human. They're subject to fall. You feel me? Now, look at this. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom Yah has persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And trembling and astonished, he said, Lord, what will you have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what you must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him. He was blinded by the glory of God. And he was there 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple. I preached this one time. I'm about to preach this here on the radio. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Arise, go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered the Lord and said, I've heard many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And there he hath authority. Y'all hear me turning these pages, don't you? I'm just a country boy saint. The chief speech to bind all that call on your name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way. For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou came, has sent me, that thou might receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes that had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then Saul, certain days of the disciples which were at Damascus, and then Saul began to go and to preach the gospel. And he was full of the Holy Spirit. Said the Holy Spirit will lead you, he will guide you, and then he will grant healing and deliverance. In verse 32, it came to pass as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydia. And there he found a certain man, Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Yeshua the Messiah, or Jesus Christ, maketh thee whole. Arise, take thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lea and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days she was sick and died. When they had washed, they laid her in the upper chamber. For as much as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, the disciples had heard that Peter was there. They sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. And when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with him. And Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed and turned to the body and said, Tabitha, get up. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known and throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon the Tanner. You know, there is so much in that saying. This is the power that we have residing in us. You know, he said when the Holy Spirit of truth has come, Jesus even said, you will do greater works because I'm going to my Father. Here was Peter who denied Christ three times. He is now walking in the fullness and the power of the Holy Spirit of God, yielded to the Holy Spirit of God, operating in the gifts of healing, gifts of miracles. You see the gifts operating. I don't know when you are reading the scriptures, is that this is what's happening. So this is God revealing himself through the scriptures, that the gifts that were prophesied and said that were in the body of believers, these were the gifts that we see operating through the apostles in the book of Acts. And even getting to the point to where he was able to pray and get down on his knees. And he prayed. And after he had prayed, and sure, by the Holy Ghost as he was praying, he said, get up. Oh my God, that is power. This is what the Holy Spirit of truth would do. Aeneas. He was in, since 8 years old, he was sick of the palsy. get up. Jesus Christ maketh you whole. Bam. That's because they were walking in the fullness and the power of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of truth was leading them and guiding them. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, I can only do what I see my Father do. In other words, as God the Father was directing him by the Holy Spirit in his earthly realm, he was performing miracles and signs and wonders and granting healing and deliverance and preaching deliverance to the captives. Being led by the Holy Spirit of God brings life, brings healing, brings deliverance, and brings liberty. We in the body of Christ, as we pursue a closer walk with him, God has no respect of persons. God can use you the very same way. Why? Because you accepted him as Lord and Savior. You are now the son and daughter of the Most High God. Saints, I can't finish it today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. If the Spirit of God moves you in the blessings, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. I need your help financially in Yeshua's name. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is Lord, should turn imminent. Pray for your family, your loved ones, and co-workers that they will have a heart to receive the gospel. Remember, Yeshua is Lord. His return imminent. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I love you. Shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.